Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a warm, tape-style drum bus in Ableton Live 12 for roller, jungle, and old-school drum and bass vibes. And right away, let's set the mindset. We are not trying to make the drums ultra-clean, ultra-polished, or perfectly corrected. That is not the mission here. We want the drums to feel glued, gritty, alive, and a little worn in, like they were pulled from a dusty record, chopped up, and driven to a warm console or tape machine. That kind of drum energy is a huge part of classic DNB, especially in rollers and jungle-influenced tracks. The drums need to loop hard without sounding sterile. They should feel like they have history. So the goal today is simple. Use Ableton's stock devices to turn a basic drum group into a drum bus that gives you warmth, controlled punch, and old-school character. We're going beginner-friendly, so if you've never built a proper drum bus chain before, this is a really solid place to start. First, build your drum group. Keep it simple. You want a kick, a snare or clap layer, hats, a break loop or break chop, and maybe some top percussion if you want it. If you're making jungle or an old school roller, a break sample often becomes the backbone of the groove. It can be an amen style break, a funk break, or even your own programmed pattern with ghost notes. In Ableton, you can put each sound on its own track or use a drum rack. Then select all the drum tracks and group them together with Command or Control G. Rename that group Drum Bus. That organization matters more than people think. In DNB, the groove usually comes from the relationship between the kick, snare, and break movement. If your routing is clean, your processing becomes much easier to understand. Now, before we add any grit, we clean up the raw drum layer. This is important because saturation and compression behave much better when they're fed a tidy signal. If the low end is already messy, tape-style grit will just smear everything together in a bad way. Start with a utility on the drum bus if you need headroom. Pull the gain down around 3 to 6 dB if the group is running hot. Then clean up the individual tracks with EQ8 where needed. Hats and tops can usually be high-passed somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Break layers often need a high-pass around 80 to 150 Hz so they don't fight the kick and bass. If the break feels too boomy or boxy, gently cut some mud in the 200 to 400 Hz area by a couple dB. Keep the kick and snare strong before bus processing. That's the foundation. Now for the first big glue move. Glue compressor. Put glue compressor on the drum bus. We're not trying to crush it. We are just trying to make the drums feel like one performance. A good starting point is a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. An attack around 10 or 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want a little extra bite, turn on soft clip. The key thing here is restraint. If the compressor is flattening the groove, back it off. If the snare loses its snap, the attack may be too fast or the compression may be too heavy. For roller DNB, you want the loop to stay alive and breathing, not turn into a brick. Next, we add the core flavor, saturator. This is where that warm tape-style grit starts to show up. Put saturator after the glue compressor. Start with a moderate drive, maybe around 1.5 to 5 dB, turn soft clip on, and try analog clip or the default curve. Then use output to match the bypassed level as closely as you can. This is a really important teacher note. Always match the level before you judge tone. If the processed version is louder, it will almost always sound better even if it isn't actually better. So keep the volume fair. With saturator, we're not chasing loudness. We're chasing density. We want the harmonics to thicken the snare and bring out some bite in the break and mids. That helps the drums cut through a big sub-bass line without needing harsh EQ boosts. If it gets too sharp, lower the drive a bit and use output to keep things balanced. After that, bring in drum bus. Ableton's drum bus is perfect for this kind of drum bus because it gives you warmth, transient control, and built-in saturation in one device. Try subtle settings first. Drive around 5 to 20%, crunch around 5 to 15%, boom very low unless you specifically want more thump, and use damp if the top end is getting too bright or brittle. If the break feels too spiky, reduce transient a little. If you want more punch, nudge it up slightly. For old school and jungle vibes, subtle usually wins. We're after character, not obvious distortion. If the drums start sounding ugly, back off the crunch first. Now let's shape the tone with EQ8 after the saturation stages. This is where you fine-tune the bus once the color is already there. If there's any rumble left, gently high-pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the drums feel boxy or cloudy, cut a little around 200 to 350 Hz. If the snare needs more definition, a small presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. And if the hats are too bright or sharp, a gentle dip around 7 to 10 kHz can soften them up. Keep these moves small. Often the best drum bus EQ is just a few dB here and there. Not huge surgery. Old school jungle drums usually feel a little more rolled off and less shiny, and modern clean DNB, and that's part of the charm. Now here's a really useful beginner trick. Parallel dirt. Create a return track and put a dirty little chain on it. For example, saturator, maybe a tiny amount of redux if you want extra digital grime, and a QA to shape it. You can drive that return harder than the main bus. Try a lot of drive on the saturator, but keep it filtered so the low end doesn't get messy. High pass the dirt around 120 to 200 HC so it sits on top of the drums instead of fighting the kick, and sub. Then send just a little bit of your drum bus to that return. Start very low. You should hear a texture, not obvious noise. This is how you get that dusty sampler feel, the cheap cassette edge, the worn break energy, without destroying the main punch. That parallel layer is especially useful in DNB because it helps the break stay audible on smaller speakers, while the clean path keeps the kick and snare stable. At this point, you've got the core formula: clean drum group, light glue compression, warm saturation, subtle drum bus color, tone shaping with EQ, and a parallel dirt return for extra character. But we're not done, because in DNB, composition matters just as much as tone. Use groove and arrangement movement to make the drum bus feel musical. Try a little swing from the groove pool if your track wants a looser jungle feel. Nudge certain hat hits or break chops slightly late if you want drag and human feel. Add ghost notes around the snare to keep the groove moving. And make sure you include fills every 8 or 16 bars so the loop feels like a track, not just a loop. For example, in an 8-bar intro, you might keep the break filtered and sparse. Then in the 16-bar drop, open the hats and let the full drum bus hit. On bar 9 or bar 17, drop in a small snare fill or reversed break slice to signal the next section. That's the kind of arrangement movement that makes a roller feel alive. You can also automate the bus to create tension and release. A few good automation ideas. Slowly raise saturator drive into a drop. Increase drum bus crunch a little in the second half of an 8-bar phrase. Dip the EQ top end in the intro and open it up in the drop. Or lower the glue compressor threshold just a touch in the main section if you want more push. The key is to automate in phrases, not constantly. A little extra drive before a fill or into the final 2 bars of a section can make the transition feel much bigger and dirtier. Now let's do the most important check of all. How does the drum bus sit with the bass? Put the track in mono and listen at low volume. That tells you a lot. If the drums sound good quietly, they usually translate well. Make sure the kick and snare still read clearly against the sub, and make sure the saturation is adding character instead of masking the low end. In DNB, the low end relationship is everything. The sub should stay clean and centered. The kick should punch without fighting the bass line. And the snare should stay the main groove anchor. If the processed drums disappear at low volume, that's usually a sign they're too muddy or too distorted. If the snare loses energy, ease off the compression before trying to boost the snare with EQ. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1 is overdriving the bus. Too much saturation doesn't make drums bigger. It often makes them fuzzier and smaller. Another is crushing the groove with too much compression. If the drums lose movement, lighten the threshold or slow the attack. Another is letting low-end clutter build up between the kick, break, and bass. High-pass non-bass elements and trim muddiness in the 200 to 400 HC area. And another one is making the top end too sharp. Old-school DNB can be gritty, but it should not be painful. Use drum bus damp, a gentle EQ cut, or lower your parallel send if the highs get brittle. Also, don't ignore the arrangement. Even a great drum bus still needs fills, filter moves, and section changes every 8 or 16 bars. Here are a few pro-style moves you can try once you've got the basics down. You can layer a clean kick with a dusty break so you get both modern weight and jungle movement. Keep the sub mono and let the hats and tops breathe in the stereo field. Use subtle clipping instead of huge EQ boosts when you want more perceived punch. Automate a little extra drive before fills. And if the drum bus is sounding really good, resample it to audio and chop it up. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow and can give you unique fills, reverses, and one-shot edits. If you want to push it further, try thinking in layers instead of one magic chain. Let the break provide movement, the snare provide impact, and the kick provide body. That combination is what makes these drums feel alive. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar drum section using one kick, one snare, one hat loop, and one break sample. Group them into a drum bus. Add glue compressor, saturator, drum bus, and EQ8 in that order. Set the bus so it sounds warm and gritty, but not crushed. Create one return track for extra dirt, and send only a little of the drum bus to it. Then arrange the first 8 bars as a filtered intro groove and the last 8 bars as a fuller drop groove. Automate saturator drive a bit higher in the drop. Add one fill at the end of bar 8 or 16. Check the section in mono at low volume. Then save the chain as a preset or save the whole set as a template. That's the mission. Make the drums feel like a real roller section, not just a loop. So let's recap the formula. Start with an organized drum group. Use light compression for glue. Add moderate saturation for warmth and grit. Shape the tone with EQ8. Use parallel dirt for extra texture. Automate the bus so it supports the arrangement. And always check the drums against the bass in mono.